Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of After Hours, Let's Talk. Tonight, I want to dive into one of those late night questions that doesn't have an easy answer. Do we really have a true self? We spend so much time trying to find ourselves through love, through work, through growth. But what if we, or who we are, isn't fixed? What if we're always changing? You know, always becoming. I think it's very interesting. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about what it means to search for authenticity in a world that's constantly reshaping who we are. But before we dive deep into this conversation, we're gonna segue into our What's on Your Mind Tonight. This is my favorite part of the show. This is where I read you guys' thoughts. So tonight's listener shared something that made me stop and think. They said, I feel like I'm different around everyone. At work, I'm one person. With my friends, I'm another. And with my family, I'm someone else. Does that mean I don't really know who I am? Now that's a real raw question. Because so many of us wrestle with the feelings that we're wearing masks, shifting, bending, and performing. But maybe the mask isn't fake at all. Maybe it's just a different facet of the same self. Let's think about that for a second. It really makes me wonder, which version is truly who we are? Because if I stop and think about what that person just relayed, we truly do act a different way when we're around different and certain people. No one truly gets the same person from us. That's very interesting. So, it's very thought-provoking too, you know? I'm sitting here and I remember a time when I asked myself the same thing. Who am I really? I mean, I thought there had to be one answer, one true self, hidden under all the layers. And if I could just peel back everything, the expectations, the roles, the versions of me people wanted to see, I'd finally meet the real me. But life kept teaching me different. Kept showing me otherwise. Every single chapter of my life brought out a different version of me. The one who was strong because I had to be. And I think we all have been there. Being strong at times when you really don't want to, but you have no other choice but to be. Because if you don't, everything falls apart. The one who was soft when I felt safe. And I know that feeling all too well. Being able to relax. Let go of the strength. Let go of my strong face and just sit in my softness, in my femininity, and allow myself to just be her, be here. The one who was loud in joy. I mean, who is it though? When you're happy, when you're joyful, it brings out an amazing loudness. A loudness no one can ignore. It radiates off of you. It requires people to look at me. It makes people stop and say, dang, that person is happy. What makes them so happy? Why are they so happy? Makes people stop and reevaluate what's going on in their world and how they can get there. And then there was the one who was quiet in grief. And I think in that stage, I'm still there. I'm still in that stage of grief, and I have noticed that I have been a lot more quieter, a lot more to myself. I just want to sit in my thoughts and my mind and wonder about life, reevaluate who I am, what happened, what went wrong. What is it about the person that I'm missing, and why do I miss them so much? I had a big loss in my life in the past year, and I definitely have been sitting quiet in my grief. And for a while, I thought that meant I was lost. And honestly, I still feel lost. I have no idea what to do. And I think it has caused me to lose a sense of my identity, who I am. I feel like a piece of me is missing. There's a hole that I can't fill. I don't know myself. But maybe, and I don't know, the true self isn't a single, unchanging identity. Maybe the true self is the collection of all those parts. The strength and the softness, the public and the private, the person I was yesterday and the person I'm becoming tomorrow. And most definitely the person I am today. I mean, if we really think about it, when we demand to know who we really are, what we're searching for isn't a fixed version. I stumbled over my words a little bit because this is a really thought-provoking and deep conversation to have. I mean, what we're searching for, what is it that we're really searching for? It can't be a fixed version of ourselves at all. We're always changing. Something is different every single day. I'm definitely not the same person I was yesterday. I conquered some new lessons. I discovered some new things. I realized things. And I put things aside into the past to move forward. Seems like it's a thread that runs through all the changes. Your true self. It's the values, the heartbreak, the essence that remains even when everything else shifts. Do we really have a true self? Of course we do. But maybe it's not about choosing one version. It's about embracing the wholeness of all our versions. And I guess what that looks like is accepting who you were yesterday, all your flaws, all your imperfections, all your accomplishments, all your happy moments, all your sad moments, all your hurt, all your pain, and all of the things that you want to do in the future, and being okay and content with that. I don't know. Think about it, guys. Tonight's quote of the night: the true self is not something you find, it's something you create. Moment by moment, choice by choice. When we stop chasing the perfect singular version of who we are, we can finally accept that the self is fluid, alive, and evolving. I mean, let that sink in. I just said that. We are always changing. We learn things every single day, and we grow from them, and we use things where they're needed, and we set things aside where they're not. So, tonight, I want you to sit with this question. Who are you when no one is watching? And who are you when the world is looking? Don't see those answers as contradictions. See them as opportunities and revelations. And resolutions. See them as chapters of the same story. You're a book with many chapters, and your book is still being written, and there's many more chapters to come. Your true self isn't hidden. It's right here, woven into every version of who you are, your very essence of existence. So marinate on that, think about it, embrace it, love who you are no matter what version you are of yourself today. So as we close tonight's conversation, I leave you with this. Stop waiting to find your true self. You are already living it in the choices you make, in the love you give, in the way you keep showing up. You are not one version. You are the sum of all of them. So thank you guys for spending these late hours with me. Until next time, remember, the self you're searching for is already here, growing with you and within you. Good night. Until next time.